You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. How do I help people in a way that works for them and works for me? Let's get into it. He's the father to the fatherless. Looks out for those in distress. When I was desolate, gave me a home. And he'll never leave me alone. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. I ain't got no home. He's the father to the fatherless. Looks out for those in distress.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Product placement, let's Mountain Dew this.
Whoa, Jed's in the pocket of Big Dew.
Pepsi, the choice of this radio show.
I feel like Jed, I really appreciate, A, his hustle, because we don't have these advertisements yet, but he's living as if we did, and also his adherence to truth and advertising laws of just yelling out product placement. We are going to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, how do I help people in a way that works for them and works for me? And Glenn, this is a great question. There's a lot going on in it. So where do we start with the idea of helping someone in a way that works for us?
Well, yeah, I think it's actually a great question and a great way of putting that. And I'm glad that you can be honest as you ask that question. Because when you look at it, I think we often feel like all I can do or all I am doing is just expressing a lot of stuff on social media. And it's good to put that out there. It's good to let people know where you stand and all that. But it's not changing things or helping, really, in the way that we want to. But we can also swing to that other extreme where we just get into burnout, where we just do so much in such a compact period of time. We get emotionally exhausted. We get physically exhausted. We're beyond our bandwidth. So I think it is important to take a look at how do we do this in a way that's sustainable.
That's a really, really excellent point. And Jed, let's look a little bit more at that idea of burnout. Can we define that for people?
We sure can. We sure can. I think if you were to talk to maybe some doctors or some social workers and you were to ask, do you ever reach a point where you feel like you just don't have any more help inside of you? Like, people keep needing help, but you're just out of gas. I think there's a lot of people in what they call helping professions who would say, yeah, I definitely feel that way. I definitely reached that point. So we've got that as one extreme where we just kind of run out of gas. And then, as Glenn rightly points out, we've got this other extreme where we're helping people, but is that for the photo opportunity more than anything else? And how much help is it really, really offering other people? And so I think it's really easy for those two extremes to make us feel like, to make us cynical, really, to feel like there's no point in trying to help because either I'm just trying to make myself look good or I just totally burn myself out. And neither of those things are good, so what's the point? Well, if that's where you're at, if that's what you're wondering, you come by that question honestly. And like Glenn says, we applaud your honesty. This is a good question to be asking. The question that we'll want to ask next is it possible to find a balance? Is it possible to find a way to help that does, in fact, work for everyone?
That is an excellent question. As a little preview, there is a possible to find a balance. The rest of the show won't just be us sadly telling you no. We might try that one of these days, but it's great. It is possible to find a balance. We'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
God wants me! God wants me! God wants me! God wants me!
God didn't tell me I was worthless. Those were your words. Those were your words.
Back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm drinking tap water. Can I get money for that?
No!
Oh.
No, there's no such thing as big tap water.
Sponsored by tap water, lukewarm tap water. You can get it anytime.
Filtration is for cowards. Tap water. Also joining us, the Bruce of the Show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Gentlemen, I'm not just having a blast on this radio show. I'm having Mountain Dew Baja Blast on this radio show.
We have now lapsed into the part where Jed is plugging things that the corporation no longer makes.
This is really?
I would assume not. I haven't seen it since 1997, but who knows?
Wow.
You just upset Jed.
That's very true.
I'll never be okay again.
We are continuing to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, how do I help people in a way that works for them and works for me? And Glenn, in that last segment, we ended with a very good, I think, headspace of wanting to look for some balance. So there's a lot of people who need help. There's a lot of help we can give. How do we do that in a way that doesn't burn us out?
Well, you know, there's an old saying that our friends at 12-step programs use, you can't give what you don't have. So it's important to start by looking at what you have, what's available to you, and figuring out if that's where my limitations are, then it's really about how can I do more with what I have. In other words, how can I be more effective and efficient and have a bigger impact with the limited resources that I've got? But it is important to recognize that if we don't look at it that way, we are going to be caught up in how rewarding and exciting helping people can be, and it certainly is for us. But you have to kind of keep sight of how draining and exhausting it is, because, man, it is. And certainly those on the podcast can tell you all about that.
That's definitely true. And, Jed, I think when people think of running out of a resource to help people, they may think of time or they may think of money. But what we're describing here is running out of things that you have inside yourself, right?
We sure are. So let's take a quick look at a case study. Let's look at the idea of just basic human compassion, just being concerned about the suffering of other people. That is a great gift that you can offer others. That's something, just the expression of compassion actually is healing in a sense to other people. And it's a great thing that you can offer. But if you're not in a stable place in your own life where your physical and mental and emotional needs are at least somewhat being met, you're going to find as you try to offer compassion to others that you run out of it real quick, that you get tired and kind of almost start feeling resentful about wanting to be compassionate to other people really quickly. That sounds like a really ugly thing, but it's really easy to happen, and it's no more complicated than getting tired. So we need that balance that Glenn is describing. And so the question is, given all that, where do we start with this?
That is the operative question. That's what we'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Consider all the works thy hand has made. I see the
Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm eating like some bread that my wife made. Can I get money for that? I'm not sure I understand how sponsorship works.
I think that's what we're discovering. We're also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
If they made it, I would drink new Mountain Dew home-baked bread edition.
We know, Jed.
Oh, Mountain Dew bread is a very disturbing thing that I'm convinced you can find a recipe for on Facebook.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to push through and continue to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions. This week's question says, how do I help people in a way that works for them and works for me? So, Glenn, we've been kind of driving towards the idea of needing some proportion and some balance in order to be able to offer people help in a way that doesn't burn us out. So now how do we go about finding that?
Well, I think it starts with proportion and recognizing that proportion and balance are smart. They are what caring, smart people do. It's what allows you to apply the most help over the longest period of time. Therefore, having balance and proportion is hugely important when helping other people. Sometimes that doesn't feel right in our bodies, in our lives, as we're trying to help others, but that's really true. Going to one extreme of just overdoing things to a point where you burn out is not good. Going to the other extreme of just deciding, I can't care anymore because it's just too painful and overwhelming, that's not any good anymore. Having that balance is what's going to allow you to really, really live that fulfilled life you want to have.
It's a really, really great point. And Jed, what would finding that balance look like?
Well, the thing that we really want to encourage you to look for are opportunities where when you're there, when you're on, so to speak, you can fully engage, you can be really present, and you can share your gifts, whatever that is. If that's just compassion and a handshake, if that's mentoring and tutoring, if that's helping to serve soup at the soup kitchen, whatever that is, but an opportunity where you can engage and you can share your gifts, which again, that's good for you and that's good for the people it's helping. This is a win-win. But where at a certain point we punch the clock. At a certain point, the service opportunity, so to speak, has ended for today or for this week or for this month. And then you can leave and you can go and you can deal with the other areas of your life. That's a really, really good thing. That's a recipe for balanced service and the kind of thing that you can feel good about, but you can also keep doing for months and weeks and years, which is what we want to see happen for you.
It absolutely is. And also, as you find a place to serve that really takes advantage of your gifts, and that may be skills you have, it may just be things you really enjoy doing. You know, we talked about just basically sitting down, sharing some compassion with someone. That, to be able to do that is a gift if you have that,
yeah,
that ability. That's also going to be energizing. That's definitely something we want for you. If you have no idea where you might get started on that, please do email us, thebridgeloud at gmail.com, and we will help you find some areas, some opportunities in your area to find that very good thing. And we'll be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
You are not a man that you change your mind. This is not a plan where someday I'll find that you've given up. Run out of love, run out of patience with myself. You've made a mistake with the price that you've paid. You're moving on to someone else. No! before. This is not a game where you're keeping score of how I screw up, or if I do enough to make you think I am worth your time. Where you're willing to talk, but you think that I suck, and I should shape up, is your body.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I would like to try Jed's all Mountain Dew-based diet, but all of my shirts have sleeves.
Well played. Also joining us, the inventor of said Mountain Dew-based diet, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
It's called the Mountain Dew Cleanse.
Oh, no.
Certainly is. We are answering a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, how do I help people in a way that works for them and works for me? Now, as we've been in the infinite search for partnership, for sponsors, for product placement, I think we can start working with the fine people at Mountain Dew on a little Mountain Dew secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
It's the most excited Jed's ever been doing that drop. Anyway.
That's totally true.
Glenn, we've been talking about burnout. We've been talking about ways to help folks. And you've been doing this as your full-time job for really longer than you're probably comfortable with me saying in a public forum. And have avoided said burnout for now. So how would you give some advice to someone who is starting on the idea of wanting to help other people, is fired up, but wants to not lose it over a small amount of time?
Well, you're right. I have managed to survive not being burned out. I've also flirted with it many times, so I can tell you a lot about where that line is and not crossing it. But I think our work is with helping people find a new spiritual base that they're using to transform both their lives, or in the case of this question, helping other people to transform their lives. For me, I want to go to a guy named Paul who wrote this to a group of people in a place called Philippi. It's Philippians 1:9. He says, I pray that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. This idea of having a lot of love, that it would be deep but that it would be smart, that it would be that it would be sharp. And that's our prayer for you, is that you find ways of doing things that are really well thought out and worked out, and that you invest in that, because you're going to be more effective with a smaller effort that allow you to maintain that balance.
It's a really, really fantastic point. There's another part in the Bible written by the same guy, writing to a group of people in a place called Thessalonica, where he says, "May the Lord make your love overflow and increase." And that's really what we've been talking about here. Of, you can't just start from a dry well and help people. That's not what we want for you. It's not good for them. It's not good for you. We want you to have places that are pouring into you, that are giving you good support and stuff. We want to be one of those things for you, so you can go out and do some great stuff in the world. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.